Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The final edition.
We have some longer sketches this week. Ben tries to make a point about anti-Semitism. I try to make a point about prescription drugs. Jessica doesn't really make a point about relationships. She just portrays a really bad one. And Keith wrote a parody of War of the Worlds. Then he went to Japan. So maybe he knows something. This is the final edition Radio Hour. Sixteen people were trapped for 4 hours inside a ride at SeaWorld. The final edition asked the man on the street, what do you think?
Was this an accident or did somebody do something on purpose?
Definitely.
With rides like that, who needs anemones?
Now it's C-minus world.
I was trapped. I didn't think I'd ever get out. No one minded when the woman in the shape of water slept with a fish. That won an Oscar. And now I can't come back to SeaWorld.
Even though the boat had a lot of water bottles on it, I still had to drink my urine.
This was like 5 minutes into it.
I had a camelback full of it, and I was just sipping it as I got on the boat.
Meanwhile, the whales have been trapped there for 20 years.
My erection lasted the whole time, and then I needed to go to a doctor afterwards.
It was still more fun than anything at Universal.
After the first hour, we knew we had to eat one of the other passengers.
There's no more fish. We ate them all to survive.
You ate my boyfriend!
Scholastic Films presents, Hey Druggie, Put Down the Drugs. Every year, thousands of bright young people fall prey to the lure of delicious, relaxing drugs. The kind of drugs that make you feel pain-free and less anxious and marginally okay for the first time in a while. And it all begins with the threat of being socially outcast.
So, Doc, how did my test look?
Not good, Janie. According to these blood reports, you're not cool enough.
I am so.
That's right. Your family doctor will get you on drugs through peer review pressure.
So everyone in my acting class is on this antidepressant?
That's right. And under your health plan, the first one's free.
They start you on happy pills, then pain goobers. You think you're countercultural and groovy.
Janie, are you sure those drugs are okay?
I don't dig society's rules, man. Plus, I can turn my head to the left for the first time since the accident.
But did you know you're supporting the biggest capitalist gang of all? The drug lords.
You wanna play rough? Okay. Say hello to my little friend.
I keep telling you, Mr. Sackler, I'm not your friend. I'm the attorney for your company, Purdue Pharma, the developers of OxyContin, and I'm advising you not to speak to reporters.
Soon, you're desperate for an angry fix.
You gotta give me the pills, man. I'm good for it. But I'm sick. I'm sick bad.
Here you go, ma'am. Your health plan covers it.
Oh, thanks. And also a flu shot.
Until one day.
Here, where's Janie? She's gonna hate this memo.
Janie accidentally doubled up on her medication. They couldn't bring her back.
Janie died? No.
If you are approached by a multinational drug company executive, tell your friends or a trusted adult, such as a fire chief or bartender. And when you vote, support legislation that will stop drug dealers who sneak over the border. From Switzerland.
Okay, babe. Have fun tonight.
Thanks, Janie. I will.
Yeah, but, like, not too much fun, right? I mean, have fun. I love when you're having fun. Like, the good kind of fun. But I know you're totally not interested in the bad kind of fun anymore.
Of course not.
Because the bad kind of fun would be hurtful to me and yourself. And you don't want that, right? I know you never, ever want to hurt me in any way. But have fun.
Yep.
You're with the work guys, right? They're so cool. They all have girlfriends too, right? So, like, it's such a great group to encourage each other to be good men and remind each other of your wonderful significant others who are at home keeping things nice for you, who you will cuddle up next to when you get back and just listen to our breathing, because just their presence alone makes your heart sing. But totally have fun. Seriously.
Yeah.
Like, have a drink. Blow off some steam, but, like, not too many drinks or too much steam, because then your judgment might be impaired and you might say or do something or look at someone that's not me, which you totally regret because it's not who you are anymore. You're the new you that you totally got to by yourself on your awesome journey to shed the old you who was great and I loved, but you wanted to improve.
Right. I gotta go.
Oh, of course. Yeah, go. Just make sure you send a text or two. You know, just to show you care. A little electronic bundle of your love sent through space right to my heart. Because you know it eases my anxiety to hear from you, to know you're okay, that you're thinking of me, that no matter what you're doing or who you're with, and I mean the work guys, because why would I mean anyone else? You wouldn't be talking to anyone else. But no matter what, you always want me to know I'm in your heart and mind. Maybe even a selfie, like with the guys, like everyone in the bar. Remember that one time you took a picture of the whole bar and the seats next to you and you sent it to me and I wrote back, LOL, because the only woman there kind of looked like Johnny Depp as a pirate, but in a bad way. And so I didn't have to have an extra glass of wine to calm my nerves because I trust you. So have fun.
Okay.
Wait, give me a hug. Okay. Yep.
All right.
Wait. Hold me a little longer. Yep. So nice. You're so cuddly. I'm so lucky. You want our embrace to be lingering in your mind, but you... No. Not yet. Don't let go. You're so sweet.
Please button my pants back up.
Oh, I thought you might want a little something to remember me by.
Yeah, I have to go.
Right. Yeah, you're going to have so much fun. You don't have a boner, though, right? Because I don't want you to have a boner in case you have a lady Lyft driver. Because your sexual energy is for me. And babe?
Sir, would you like to take my seat?
Kyle, don't you recognize me? It's Megan Summers.
Megan? My God, you look like a 70-year-old man. What happened?
I stole an old guy's identity. Now I'm stuck with it.
Think identity theft is okay? The identity you steal could be even sadder than your own.
I've got a prostate the size of a cue ball. Also, I've got a prostate.
Identity theft. Not even once.
Good evening. I'm standing here at the Park Plaza Hotel in New York City where we bring you the latest report of another mass shooting. It seems that the suspect, Ramon Raquello, came in heavily armed.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt that shooting report to bring you a special bulletin. At 20 minutes before 8 Pacific time at the Dolby Theater in Hollywood, California, there... Well, I hardly know where to begin. Perhaps you've caught it already on your radio. Listen. Do you hear it? It's a curious sound that seems to come from behind the hanging crimson drapery on stage. We'll give more descriptions as soon as we can. In the meantime, we now return you to the shooting happening in the Park Plaza Hotel in New York.
As of now, there have been reports of 4 people killed and even more injuries. The motive is still undetermined, but it looks...
Hello, we're back here in L.A., and just a minute, the curtain is rising. Gentlemen, this is the most terrifying thing I have ever witnessed. Someone or something is walking out from the blackness. I can see 2 luminous discs peering out. Are they eyes? Good heavens, it's indescribable.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 2019 Academy Awards.
I'll have to stop the transmission until I can take a new position. Hold on, I'll be right back in a minute.
More information now on the shooter, Ramon Raquello. By the looks of his name, he is indeed of foreign heritage, so we know this wasn't a lone wolf attack, but maybe more of a terrorist relation. His most recent Facebook post says...
Am I on? Ladies and gentlemen, I'll give you every detail as long as I can talk. Wait, something's happening. The figure is taking a step, and there's another one, and another. Yes, there are multiple people acting as hosts at this event. Never before have I witnessed such a display. Oh my God, now the whole hall is lifting up their phones to record video. The guests, the ushers, even the concession workers. It's spreading everywhere. It's coming this way. About 20 yards to my right. No!
Ladies and gentlemen, evidently there's some difficulty with our transmission from the Dolby Theater. In the meantime, we now continue with our shooting interlude.
President Trump just released a tweet about the shooting saying, I am saddened by this clearly Muslim terrorist action.
Hello? If you can hear me, I have just barely escaped and am speaking from the roof of the Dolby Theater here in Hollywood. It's now estimated that 3 million people have watched the multiple non-hosts, and it's spreading all over the country. People are in the streets, running toward the L.A. River, thousands of them dropping in the dried concrete abyss like rats not looking where they're going. Let's see if I can get a few words from one of them. Sir.
Yes?
You were at the award show. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, I got a video on my phone. Want to see?
No, that's okay. But why did you take video of this event instead of just being present there? Don't you think there would be enough videos taken that you didn't have to do one yourself?
Sure, but I took this one from my seat in the back. Look, it's cool, right?
No. Oh, we're now getting reports that hashtags are popping up on social media. Hashtag hostless and hashtag worse than the Super Bowl. It's complete chaos here and... Wait a minute. The video is now being projected on the side of a large structure a few blocks away. No! No! I can see it! I see it!
Warning! The viral video is pouring in from the Griffith Park marshes. Clicking away is useless. We urge the population to turn off their devices. Avoid Instagram. Avoid... Hello? Is there anyone on the air? Isn't there anyone?
As I set down these notes on paper, I am obsessed by the thought of how much everything has changed. It seems as though the viral video has been laid to rest as I saw a group of homeless people circling a pile of old smartphones on the ground earlier today. News revealed later that because of the short battery life of the newest iPhone, it didn't allow users to watch any video longer than 3 seconds. So, after all our defenses had failed, it was the humble $1,000 iPhone X that killed the virus. So goodbye, everyone. And remember the terrible lesson you learned tonight. That grinning, glowing, globular invader of your cellular device is the greatest weapon we have. And if your doorbell rings and nobody's there, it was probably just an incoming DM alert that you aren't used to.
This has been a radio dramatization, and while this year's Oscars won't have a host, I'm sure there will be plenty of celebrity self-masturbatory jokes still occurring. We now return to your regular satirical programming.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, sorry, guys. Gotta take this call. Hey, babe. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Nope. Yeah. Sure. Yep. Uh-huh. So much fun.
Bro, we're doing shots.
Uh-huh. Yes. One shot. Okay? Yep. Yes. Two shots would make me so irresponsible. You're totally right.
No, where's...
He's on the phone.
With Janie?
Oh, yeah.
No, he's not coming back.
Nah, he's...
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He's happy in a relationship.
Nope. I miss you, too. Yeah, no. Wish I was there.
Dude, that's so gay.
Okay.
Bro, I'm gay.
I know, but, like, your way is, like, okay. His way is not.
If I wasn't in love with okay. you, man...
No, like, I respect that, and, like, we're friends even though you're okay. in love with me.
We have to work on this.
Yeah, we got some
Babe,
issues. Mainly me.
Bar's closing.
Gotta close up my tab.
Tonight on the final edition, we present Scenes from the Bar.
So we were at the bar tonight and a horse walks in. The bartender asks why the long face. And the horse says, my wife just left me. The bartender says, damn, that reminds me of a time a priest, a rabbi, and a minister walked in here. I said to them, is this a joke? And the priest says, no, this is a joke. Knock, knock. So I said, who's there? And the priest said, banana. And I said, banana who? And the priest says, knock, knock. So I say, who's there? And the priest says, banana. And I say, banana who? And the priest says, knock, knock. So this time I scream, who's there? And the priest says, what? Sorry, I'm very hard of hearing. Did you say, who's there? And I said, why didn't the minister or the rabbi tell you what I said? And the priest says, the minister is mute. And I said, oh, but what about the rabbi? The priest says the rabbi is blind. So I thought about that for a minute, and then I said to the priest, but if he's blind, he can still hear and speak, right? The priest says, yeah, but he also doesn't like me very much. Anyway, to answer your question, orange. So I said, orange who? And he said, Father Orange O'Shea, I'm a priest at St. Michael's down the street. And I said, I've never been to St. Michael's, but I know the way. He said, what's the way? And I said, oh, probably a couple tons. It's a big church. The priest said, you want to see a big church? You should see my friend Harold. I said, how is your friend Harold like a big church? And the priest said, he's not, but you should see him. He's a real funny looking fella. Hold on, what were we talking about? And the horse said, my wife just left me. And the bartender says, oh yeah, that's a tough break, buddy. Anyway, the bartender poured him a Jack Daniels and he wandered off to tend to a new customer. The horse finished his drink quietly and left. And the craziest part of the whole thing? All of the grammar used to write down this story was correct on the page. But I'm sure you heard that in the telling. Anyway, what about you? You come here often? What's your sign?
This has been Scenes from the Bar. Still think identity theft is cool?
I stole someone's ID at an improv club, and it made my credit score even worse.
I stole everyone's identity on Reddit, and now I actually have less identity than when I started.
I stole Kanye West's identity. My wife won't let me in the house with it.
Identity theft. Not even once.
Hey, barkeep, can I still get a drink?
Yeah, sure. Last call, though. Your friends leave?
Yeah. I'm right here, hon.
Oh, sorry. I didn't see you were on a call.
Yeah, she took a pee break. Yeah, honey's still here. Yeah, he's a guy. Sure. Why not? Yeah. Okay. I'll stay on with you. Oh, wait. Phone's dying. Oh. One more of these, please.
Tenants bar. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, a lot of fun. Nah, just one shot. Here, it's for you.
You talking to my girlfriend?
And now it's time for America's favorite pastime. Can you criticize Israel without being anti-Semitic? Here's your host, Goy Smiley.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Can You Criticize Israel Without Being Anti-Semitic? The game where we ask non-Jews to share their opinions on the state of Israel. Now, before we begin, we wish to reiterate, as always, Israel is a sovereign state, above neither reproach nor judgment. Though its existence is strongly tied to the Jewish people, it is a country on planet Earth, and legitimate questioning of power can never be silenced if freedom is to endure. But can you do it without
slandering all Jews?
It's much harder than you think. Let's hear who our first contestant is.
Our first contestant, Jim Bob, Joe Bob, Danny Bob, Bob, is a registered Republican. He's currently wearing a t-shirt of the Statue of Liberty, giving Donald Trump a blowjob while Pepe the Frog watches. And Pepe has a cartoon word bubble that says, "Now that's how I like my waffles."
Wow, incomprehensible yet offensive. Jim Bob?
Well, thank you so much. I got it on the 4chan.
Everyone knows that. Your question. What do you think of Netanyahu's Likud party?
Well, as a fundamentalist Christian, I believe that all them Jews must be repatriated back to their Jew land. Jerusalem. Before the end of days can begin. So I support their take on the unified Jew state.
Oh, I'm sorry. While you are obliquely supporting the state of Israel, you've turned the Jews into pawns in a Christian prophecy, which is dehumanizing. Better luck next time, Mr. Bob Bob Bob.
George Soros controls the news.
And there it is.
Our next contestant is a registered Democrat. He spent the entire last segment posting photos of Bernie Sanders with Family Guy quotes on them. Please welcome Cody LaForge.
Hi, welcome to the show, Cody.
They're called memes, and they're why Bernie's gonna win, because the youth.
Ooh, sharp political insight there, Cody. Your question. What do you think of the American Israel Public Affairs Committee, or AIPAC?
So, like, first of all, it offends me that we can't talk about AIPAC without talking about what it really is, which is a lobby. It's a big money donor, and it lets Jews support the state of Israel by buying off politicians. Also, look, this is a complicated issue, but when it comes to Representative Omar, hashtag I'm with her.
Ooh, lot to unpack there, Cody. Yes, AIPAC is a lobby, and it is fair to call them out as such, but you have A, lumped all Jews together as a homogenous unit, B, accused them of buying politicians, a recurring Jewish stereotype, and C, implied that American Jews care more about Israel than they do about America. However, I'm willing to give you partial credit if you can tell me Congresswoman Omar's first name.
I want to say Gladys.
And that's what I thought. Okay, who's our final contestant?
Our final contestant, because this shitty sketch wasn't ham-fisted enough already, is the author of the sketch, Ben Kirshner.
Welcome to the show, Ben.
I'm insufferable. Let's do this.
Fair enough. Your question is, were Representative Omar's comments anti-Semitic?
Look, the thing that affects me most with all of this is that condemning anti-Semitism never actually feels like an issue of inclusivity. It's almost exclusively discussed as an issue of semantics. What coded language or insulting tropes did a comment include? There's no effort to dispel anti-Semitism, only to make sure that we're not openly discussing it. It often makes it feel like a game, and that everyone is trying to be as anti-Semitic as they're able to be without getting caught breaking the rules.
Wow, that was surprisingly nuanced. How'd you do it?
Look, I'm not a practicing Jew. I'm not even Jewish by the dictates of Judaism. But my father was Jewish. I was raised in the Jewish culture and traditions.
Wait a minute. You're a Jew? That's not fair. This show is about white people patting each other on the back. Hey, fellas! This Jew boy's a Jew!
This is Barry Lank, producer of The Final Edition. I'd like to personally apologize for the last sketch. Not for the views or opinions contained therein, because frankly I wasn't listening. I'd like to apologize because it wasn't particularly funny. Sure, the joke about the Trump t-shirt was alright, I suppose, and the Bernie memes thing was fine, but it was essentially just 5 minutes of heavy-handed rambling that devolved into meta-garbage nonsense. Ben had some things he needed to work out, and he decided to make you listen to them because... well, he knows you would have skipped this if you had literally anything better to do, and of course I also put this at the end of the show, but he's been warned about bringing these long diatribe sketches in. Well, it reminds me of the time back in, 1983 or so when... wait a minute. Now you got me doing it. Son of a... So that was all written by Barry Lank, Jessica Park, Keith Saltajanes, and, of course, Ben Kirshner, as noted. It was performed and improvised by all those people, plus Mike Besaw, Samantha Gerwitz, Savannah Brown, Chase O'Donnell, and Janelle Lenfert. We had a lot of music from Kevin MacLeod, as well as Bella Bartok. Everything was produced and engineered by me, Barry Lank, with technical help at UBN Go from the mighty, mighty Kurt Carlson. You know, it snowed in parts of L.A.? It snowed. Good night.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.